Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to have to change that to Angel Coaches Radio. Everybody is working on something right now. Hi, Amy G. Welcome to the show, and I'm excited about your topic today. And welcome. I know you've been a speaker a couple times before, but it's always nice to have you back. So
thank you for having me.
Oh, you betcha. Anyway, she's a good buddy of mine, and this young lady is a world traveler. And, right? You know, so.
Working on it.
Yeah, right. Well, you are. You're like a little world traveler. And you also are going to talk about leaving a legacy or creating one. I think that's better. Creating a legacy is always better than leaving one, right? So, you know, so talk to me about that. What's going on? How do you leave a legacy, create one?
Leaving a legacy, I think it's also, it started with what I found. As a single mom trying to put a roof over my kids' heads, that I'm in the business of breeding quarter horses and making sure that I breed through the right bloodlines and have foals that go on to achieve dreams and have others help them achieve their dreams with my foals, which is also a single mom is with two kids of my actions and words and what I do and don't do is also transpiring, I guess, onto them.
Right.
Of who they're going to be when I'm even long gone. I think it's just the universal cycle that we're not all here forever, but hopefully that we leave something that sticks, that makes a mark or make a difference.
You want to make a difference. You want to make a mark. Is that what I'm hearing you say? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Making a mark, making a difference is always good. That's what I think.
Or even sharing your journey, that instead of all the right turns or left turns that you take in, that maybe sometimes it's take three rights and two lefts and helping others through your struggles and hardships as well. Maybe they can't help you, but you can help someone else through your journey and the lessons that you've learned along the way.
Okay. I love that. Lessons along the way and learning. Let me ask you a question. What is your purpose here? What legacy are you leaving with your kids? What is your purpose?
Wow, that's a big one. I think I'm still on the self-discovery of that one.
Okay. All right. So
that's my 2019 legacy of what am I leaving to my kids and putting myself in balance of the struggles that I still fight, becoming more real with myself of the demons I still have inside or fooling myself that I think I'm healed in one category and not quite yet. Being honest and real in my own actions of who am I? I think I'm still answering that question.
Let me say, at the end of 2019, looking back or looking ahead, what is something that where do you see yourself at the end of 2019? That's probably an easier way to see that. Okay, because leaving a legacy means you're doing for the good or creating for the good or creating for the not so good in your own life. So what are three things, or just one thing, let's start there, one thing that you want to be or have in your arsenal of wealth and power tools? What are three things that you're working on, or one thing, let's start one?
Having completion of my dream home.
Okay.
My forever dream home ranch on the ranch for people. My children, my grandchildren, friends to come and find the comfort that I found on the ranch through the ranch and have a place to call home.
Okay.
And if that's friends that I've met near and far on my travels or in my backyard, I've always enjoyed that grandma sitting around the kitchen table talking.
Okay. Grandma sitting around the kitchen table talking. That's fun. All right.
Sharing stories. I think that's, you know, family at the end of 2019. It's really that I have the family that I've always dreamed of and the life that I've always dreamed of, which I've been working a long time for my dream home with my kids.
Okay. With your children. So that's one of your goals. Let me, and so you're building that, and how small, how big is it, or do you know yet?
Still working on it. That's
okay.
Part of, yeah.
But you've taken...
It'll be big enough to have you come visit.
That's right. Guys who are listening now or listening later, this young lady is, I said, she and I have been working together for quite a while, but she told me, she said, I asked her, didn't tell her anything, but I asked her, I said, hello, you got to have a room for me, because this is Mama Amy, who has like 57 kids, 37, 37 yeah. sisters and brothers, and everybody.
Whoever else I meet along my travels. Come stay.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of travels, one of her, I think, Leaving a Legacy is traveling the world and blogging about that maybe, or video blogging about it or something in the near future, because you're getting ready to go on a trip. Yeah. And that right there is a legacy. This gal loves to travel. And you literally made up your mind to travel to share with us where you're going and that kind of thing.
A new destination. Just finding my passion. I guess that's even one of my individual, I guess, as a woman, as Amy. Passion is travel. And this year I've been blessed with the opportunity to go to New Zealand for 11 days. Leaving
okay.
March 13th, middle of March.
March 13th, you're going to New Zealand. Okay. And how did you come up with that? Because you love to travel, and I want people to know this. You don't spend hours or weeks or months, or maybe you do. How did you figure out New Zealand? And you just ran with it.
Just talking to a friend of all the various places that like to go, and really the topic came up in New Zealand of just friends that I've met, and I actually the couple that I'm actually going to visit in New Zealand, I met them a year ago of one of my travels. And so New Zealand just came up of, I guess, of places that I've met people and still stay in contact. Thankful for social media that allows that.
Okay.
And,
Okay. So social media. That's what you really want to do. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No. So, that was really how that came to life, really. It was just more of, hey, I have friends there. See if they're in town, and then you just make a phone call. I think it's just a matter of everyone says, oh, I want to, but you never stop to say, do it. And I think there was just a mindset probably 5 years ago of we make doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, come back in 6 months, come back in a year, come back in, you know, whatever. And however way, it dawned on me that I schedule these appointments months out. They go in my calendar, and however way my life goes with all the ups and downs and kids and whatever, I always seem to manage to keep that doctor's appointment, that dentist appointment, that eye doctor appointment, whatever it is. And I just learned to do the same thing with travel. If you can plan and go, you know what, this week, I'm going to go do something. And if you plan with a little notice and stuff, it doesn't have to break the bank. You can do it wisely and
okay.
enjoy it.
So it's like doing it wisely and just and enjoying it, and that's what you do. So you and you're telling me it's not something that I know that you're planning a cruise for you and your children, okay? But you're saying if you say you're going to do it, you do it. That is a I don't know if that's a value that you have or a characteristic, but that is a key thing that I think has made traveling for you, because it's one of your passions. Easy for you.
Well, traveling with my kids came after and divorces aren't, and it wasn't easy at all. And it came from me really having to humble myself of having to buy presents for my kids and the true meaning of what Christmas was. Was it about putting 57 presents under the tree, or was it about spending time with my kids? And how was I going to spend that time with my kids and not feel bad that I couldn't afford $5,000 or this or that? And that came to life when I sat down with my kids instead of buying a bunch of meaningless presents just for the sake of buying stuff or going in debt and charging. Looked into, again, visiting friends all over and driving, or, you know, it's like gas and a few hotels and seeing friends that would love to have you. And it became a family tradition. For Christmas, we travel for family, and that's our family present. And we get a couple of presents to open, but our gift is we take a winter vacation as our Christmas gift to each other. It's our family gift. And and then we take a summer break. I just think everybody needs a little summer break. And we went on one of our winter vacations, our Christmas vacations. We went on a cruise, and my kids, being teens, loved it. And we went on another one last summer, and they loved it, and that's what they wanted to do. So last summer, I went ahead and booked one for this summer, and slowly just been putting it in my budget and paying it each month, and it'll be paid off in another month.
So leaving a legacy, okay, or creating a legacy, is one of the benefits of it is travel. One of the values that you've used to create that you're creating a legacy is what you do, what you say you do. Okay, or if you say you're going to call somebody at 4 p.m., you're going to call them at 4 p.m., for instance.
Correct. Or calling courtesy of, oh, my gosh, I just got hung up on a phone call. I'm running 5-10 minutes late. It's the common courtesy and respect of other people's time as well.
Okay.
You know, you're in that business of all of our time is at a premium or valued, and it doesn't mean, you know, if you're running late or had to cancel, doesn't mean that you don't value it, just the communication. Communication
okay.
is really key to me, and I think that's just where it also comes with the legacy of who you are as a person and communicating with those around you or that cross your path.
Okay, so creating that legacy of communication is key, right? So when you're over in heaven land and you're, however you want to say it, 100 years from now, one of the things that you're going to be, your legacy is going to be, I honor my commitments, right? I honor everyone's time, including my own, right? That's what I'm seeing. Okay. Travel is really important to me, and to do that, I have to have discipline with honoring my daily appointments, my daily walk. Is that right? Is that,
yes.
That's what I've gathered.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
And committing and saying you're going to do it and work towards it.
And by the way, any of those who listen now or listen later, this woman has, I have been hearing her, well, I'm going out to go on the ranch, go dream about my dream home. And she's not going to tell you this, but I am. Okay. So she, cause I know this, she's already got the, I don't know what you call it, the stakes out, the boundaries for where the home is going to go, you know, talking to the builders, the interviewing people to build that home. And that's something that you've done, correct? And it, you know, and I know that sometimes money has been tight, but you always know how to juggle everything to make it work. And how, you know, people are afraid to even start. So leaving a legacy of having enough courage, I mean, do you have fear? Or is it about having more courage than fear? Talk to us about that.
I have fear. I have fear. And with the help of support group, even you included, and a few friends and my children that I dig deep courage to every day, still visualize the dream that's inside my heart.
Okay.
Not
right.
So much in my mind, but what's in my heart. And also believe that it's in God's timing, the divine timing. But no, I do fight fear as, okay, a past cell memory probably of just old ways and old habits of, I lived in survival mode after a divorce and single mom with two small kids to now I have two teenagers. And our family dynamics, our home life is completely different than what it was 9 years ago.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it was a struggle to buy a magazine, right? And although you did travel Europe when you were a really young adult and a teenager, and I know you just had a birthday the other day. So yesterday, right? Yeah. No, day before yesterday. 2 days ago. Yeah. So you had in your heart that you wanted to travel. Okay. You had in your heart.
Of a friend of mine that actually took me on a trip that reminded me the first time I went to Puerto Rico 5 years ago. And I think that was the first time that I stopped to realize that traveling was one of my passions as well in life. And I forgot about that. And it was something that was for me. It wasn't for the mom in me. It wasn't for the wife in me. It wasn't for anybody other than it was me. It was for me, for Amy, a woman in this world.
Okay,
and
I gotcha.
From
wow.
that trip, I didn't travel till 2 years later that I began, you know, one more trip for myself. I did little trips, like I said, with my kids. We drive to Colorado or Michigan and visit friends or family. But it wasn't until probably 3 years ago that I started just taking a trip for me and letting go of the mom guilt that a lot of us don't think we have or know that we have or realize that that's what it is of I can't do things unless my kids are with me. And I struggled with that a lot. And I think that's just another tie into the legacy of also showing my kids that I am a single woman, but I had to rebuild myself. And it wasn't because I thought I couldn't do it on my own and I had to go out and get a man to make sure I could be provided for and taken care of and do all these things. My son and daughter have been watching for years, their whole life, my steps, my every move. And that is part of my legacy of showing my daughter that even as a woman, you can be a partner in this world. You don't need to be a damsel in distress.
That's cool. Wow.
As my son, I want him to respect that a woman can be an equal partner and together build that empire together, not be a submissive wife and just wait home to get the email list of things to do for the day. It's been a challenge having a boy and a girl and raising a lady and a gentleman and the different roles. And yet a single parent in the dating world, if I want my daughter to be a lady, I can't have 57 men showing up at my door. At the same token, if I want to raise my son and as they experience the dating world of giving the opposite sex a chance and getting to know somebody, establishing a friendship, and that takes more than just one coffee date or one dinner date. It takes time.
That's
to
amazing.
Build a friendship.
That's good. So I know Kylie very well. By the way, she makes a great assistant. I called this morning. I said, did your mom leave yet? Would you like me to send her an itinerary? I go, please.
She has all the information.
Yeah, she does. That's funny.
You can stalk me. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, and by the way, I've known Amy.
And I'm scared of her.
Yeah. Listen, she's a character. She's a cup of tea there. But she and this is Tylee's got a sweetheart, and I think it's her first, and maybe first or second, I don't even remember now, but the first real one. And they are the best of friends, and Amy made sure that they were friends before they ever dated. And now mom and you're friends with his mom, and you know, so it's a nice high school sweetheart relationship. How long it will last, you never know. But
well,
I do,
one of the things that sort of kind of backfired, if you recall, you know.
Okay. So tell us about that. So,
well, it was the, you know, the middle school, we're dating boyfriend, girlfriend, but they don't go anywhere. Their take of we're boyfriend, we're dating is if we talk on the phone every day. And if you don't talk every day, if you miss a day, then you broke up. And
right.
I just found that to be silly. So that was the beginning of, if you can show me you can be friends and talk, you know, more than 90 days, which is like in your profession, you know, takes 30 days, create a habit, break a habit, 60 days, 90 days, you know, who you first show.
Can I get yours?
Yeah, when you first meet someone, you're on your, you know, you're on point. But after 30 days pass and 60 days pass and 90 days, you are who you are. And so I try to use that as a rule and not backfire because he's a really nice young man. But they did. They stayed in contact, just been friends. She went out with his friends and they didn't do things and they remained friends. And a year later, they are boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yes, and they are. And they're the best of friends. And I know
they've had some fun moments too.
Yeah, exactly. They have.
But life. It'll make being older go, man, it's not so bad anymore. I don't mind being an adult.
Yeah, we all want to go back to live at home for a brief moment. But I get it.
Yeah, until you hear about some teenage drama, you're like, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, so I won't do that anymore.
Yeah, I'll take the water bill and the electric bill instead.
Yes, exactly. So you've got that right. And one of the things that I really appreciate about you, Amy, is that her daughter has been in gymnastics for several years, and she took a little break. She went back to it, and her guy is doing gymnastics too, because they're both like, I think you have to have a gift for that or not, you know. And if your gift is not that, then it like Trey's a roper and horse guy, and Kylie's a gymnast. And while Trey is cleaning the barn or feeding, Kylie's on the phone talking. she's observing, but. So the legacy that you're living with your children is find your passion, right? Find something you're good at and do it young. Don't start it.
I think it's also healthy as you go into career. I mean, hopefully find something that you love doing or that will help others as well. And
you
can be happy in life, not just for the sake of doing something because you got a dollar for it.
Right. Exactly. So that's true too. And so you're leaving that legacy with your kids, your teenagers, and You're leaving legacy with yourself about honoring your word. If you say something, get it done. You don't overpromise and underdeliver. That is something I know about this woman. So sometimes people think leaving a legacy is about making a gazillion dollars or whatever. Is that part of your leaving a legacy? Or tell me about that, because, you know, well, you left a great legacy. Well, you know, I mean, is it about supporting an agency or organization or creating your own? So how about that? Share with us about that.
In my mind's eye, in my view or my journey that I'm discovering about a legacy is something for the greater good, that you impacted others.
Okay.
That's the legacy, you know, or what you passed down to someone. Even when I say I'm breeding quarter horses, it's a bloodline or it's an athleticism of not just breeding a horse to another horse just to make another horse. It's breeding for a great performance horse or breeding for a kid-friendly horse.
Okay.
The same as what we do as parents. If, you know, I don't think it applies just because if you have kids. It's also what you do as an individual and the people around you, the friends that you make, or the coworkers that you're around.
Okay. All right. So
it does come back to who you are as a person, and the legacy that you leave behind is what did you do that will last years to come when you're gone, or that
right.
you've impacted someone.
Okay.
It wasn't a selfish journey.
It wasn't a selfish journey. It was like just one of those great moments in time, right? And
right. You lived for you and you helped others.
Okay. Cool. I know that you have a gift with children, like teens. I mean, literally, I called over there one day. Yeah, right. That's true. I called over there one day and there was like six extra kids. I go, Amy G. Because I call her Amy G because her last name. And then I go, Amy G, I go, you're not in the mindset to do this, you know, because I knew she was struggling with a couple of things, as we all do. And I said, so what's the story of having all these kids over there? And, you know, because I'm really direct with her, and I'm a great coach, and she's a friend and a coaching client now because we've known each other, as that is 100 years. But so what's your deal with children, with teens, with young adults, you know?
I think it comes from from a single parent, my mother, and she's amazing. And I always like to talk to my kids of why I do what I do and be open, is that it wasn't, I don't have any ill will towards my mother. I think she did the best that she could with what she had to work with and the time of what was available to her, even as a single parent, and the support of even society was different.
Okay.
And I think who I am today is in part of the mother I wish I had. I'm not angry at my mom or want her to go back and change anything. It's just giving my kids some of the things that I didn't have because I had a single mom working four jobs to give me the best education.
Right.
To have a better life. And I'm very grateful and thankful because of my mom. I do have that, and I'm able to be a single mom and be a working woman in the workforce, and yet the single mom where I can take my kids to school and pick them up and take them to their activities and be available. I didn't have to hire a babysitter or didn't have to miss out on those moments. And that is a gift I got from my mother. And being present is also being present with my children, to be involved in their life and all that way. As my mom did work, so there were many times I went to a friend's house and it might have not necessarily been their mother. I had my best friend live with her dad. Is a single dad, and I was blessed with those moments. So it would not play in or be part of like a legacy of that impacted me as a young adult in my youth.
Right.
And that's me giving back and being available to other children who, it's not that their parents don't love them. It's not that their parents don't care about them. It's just there are single parents out there doing the best that they can with what they have to work with, and some children just don't have that parent at home after school to say, here's a snack. Here's, you know, you hungry, even though dinner's not going to be for two or three more hours, or how was your day? And I think even as adults in relationships, just internet dating, it's sometimes we just want someone to just ask, how was our day?
Right.
And
yes,
that
yes.
is a big struggle of being single, that you walk in your house and my kids have gone with their father for the weekend and I go home and there's nobody there. And that is hard. And I have friends, but they have families, and, you know, they have children of their own and a husband or a partner, and you can't always just expect them to, you know, 6 o'clock. Oh, let me check on Tari. How was your day, Tari? Well, you need to ask me how my day is. So there is a lot of self-awareness, self-love, and yet not settling, male or female.
Right.
For the sake of companionship or someone just to be there when you open the door to say, how's your day?
I appreciate that. I really like that because I know, and by the way, guys, she lives this. I know one day I called over there. I'm just going to tell everybody. She had she's listening now. This is a great legacy because I work with a lot of people, different age groups, you know, like from, I don't know, 15 to 102. We're going to have a lady that runs it. So 102 years old. She just started when she was 97. Can you believe that? Anyway, because
wow.
Amy's leaving the legacy of running now herself. So she's running 15 minutes a day, right? I think.
That's right. I run away.
Yeah, there you go. But mind, body, and spirit. So she wants to take care of her physical body because she travels a lot and for her children and for herself. But I called over there, and she had a little girl there that was depressed and on antidepressants and had tried to hurt herself a couple of months before. And she went and she read something on your mirror, right? You have a quote on there. I don't remember what it is, but it's one of your daughter's friends. And you guys both put her under your wing. Tali put her under her wing, and you put her under your wing. And dad, too. Dad's end of the story is little girls passing all the grades, and dad's got a girlfriend, and they're creating a family life. But what's the quote that she read on your mirror? Well, I think it was on your mirror or whatever.
It was like going back, and I have a new quote in my head, but it was, I've lost her before. I know her strengths. I know her weaknesses.
Oh, that's nice. I know her strengths. Go ahead.
She will prevail. She will conquer. She will never settle.
Wow, that's one heck of a legacy there, girly. So you're creating a great legacy, and I love you for that. That's a great. And the little girl went in there and read it, and then she came out and she was crying when she read it. Correct, or you know, because that's on your was on your mirror, I think, if I remember correctly.
I sent her in there because I wanted her to know that even a woman in her 40s goes through the same thing, and I think that's what sometimes these young teenagers and young adults is they realize or they think. And they don't realize that everybody at all ages, we have our highs and our lows. And, you know, when I say never settle, that's the gift that you've helped me through of I know what I want and this gets comfortable, but there's 5 things that are comfortable and there's 10 things I'm over here gritching about. And that's what I have to remember of, okay, well, these are my red flags in life. And there's moments in my life that I ignore the red flags. We always ignore some red flags.
Right, right.
It's a matter of how many you're going to really ignore. Or are you going to still believe in going towards your dream or your perfect partner or not so much a perfect partner, but the man of your dreams, the woman of your dreams. And for teenagers, I think they forget that and they feel like they're the only ones going through this. And I sent her in because I wanted her to know she wasn't alone.
Very nice. We're running out of time. I want to have you back. You got some good stuff there. I know that you're creating a Facebook page. What's the name of your Facebook page? Your public serendipity?
Oh, Serendipitous Beauty, Turning Back the Clock on Aging.
Okay, Serendipitous Beauty, because this woman's into anti-aging. She looks like she's 30, and she's not really, but we won't tell her real age, but she's beautiful inside and out. And Serendipitous Beauty, look for it on Facebook, right? That's your Facebook page. Okay.
Yes.
And you can always find it on my Facebook page, Tari Abbott, because I didn't talk to her about this, but we'll figure out how you want to talk to people, you know, because she's a beauty consultant with skincare, amazing everything. And she looks the part. She is the part. And you bet. So we want to have you back on about creating a legacy and taking it forward. We want to hear all about your trip to, did we say where you're going? Anyway,
yes, New Zealand.
New Zealand. Okay, so she put that
currently
together.
Currently in New York.
You're from Texas?
Currently sitting in Central Park working.
Wowzer. Okay, so you guys take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.